crazy to see some of the shots that he's getting off the, you know, that second one. It's not the first time he's scored while falling.
Yeah, it was a good pass. I don't know what he did, but no, but he's a natural, and you know, he's proven that for 11 years now that he's a pure goal scorer in this league and one of the best there is. And you know, when we can get him to puck, we're in good shape.
Victor, your seventh straight win tonight, and you guys have done it all from, you know, massive wins to come from behinds. Do you feel like this is the most complete team that you've played with?
Well, you know, it's easy to say now, but, you know, I've been some great teams, but obviously this team is special, and, you know, we still got a lot of the core guys that's been around for, you know, 4 or 5 years, but, you know, the additions we've had, you know, last year and this year, and, you know, we're in a good spot, obviously, and doing it without arguably one of the best goaltenders in the league, and, you know, Lou and Eddie has done a great job for us, and, you know, he's very proud of the way we handled this adversity and turned into something positive, and, you know, going on a little bit of run.
This ends a stretch of 25 games and 48 days for you guys where it really has been just about every other day. Just from a player standpoint, how hard is it to kind of get through that stretch of games that just come at you like all the time?
No, it's. I think we like it as a team. We want to play games, and you know, but like I said, it's tough games too. It's not, you know, walking apart. There's some tough games, and you know, you got to get your rest and be mentally prepared for every game. But I think we've done a good job of that, and I think the coach has done a good job of managing, you know, the way we practice and you know, giving us a little bit extra rest here and there. So you know, I don't think we're complaining. Obviously, when you're on the road, you want to keep playing. So. You know, now we get 2 days before our final game.
One game in 5 days is going to feel like a vacation.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, we're counting down the days of Christmas where we get a little bit of a break, but you know, I think it's 4 or 5 days before that happens. So we got to bear down here and make sure we you know, keep getting those points.
How do you guys about the next game against Florida? It's going to be a big one.
Yeah, it'll be a fun game. Like I said, we're very excited about that one. And, get a day to recoup tomorrow and then get back to practice on Wednesday. And, you know, get right with Thursday. It's going to be you know, great atmosphere in this arena. And you guys are great opponents, so we're ready for it.
Petty, you guys don't scrap a lot, but Chernak drops the gloves there. How nice is it to see the young kid stick up for himself, and what have you liked about his game early on?
I think his overall game, you know, he's a big physical presence out there. He, you know, makes big plays, and he's a very good skater for his size, so you know, very happy with the way he played, and thought he did great in the scrap today, and you know, shows he's not going to back down. So you know, kudos to him, and you know, the way he's played has been phenomenal.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.